listening to Mystic Fix, a program for the whole being, with Julia Gordon Brammer on News Talk STL.
Welcome to Mystic Fix. What a week as I go through the learning curve of video editing, launching the mysticfix.com website, planning my shows, and doing my regular load of tarot card readings for clients. We've got a cool show planned today. We're aligned with the High Priestess Tarot card, which is all about intuition and feminine power. But we're all made up of both masculine and feminine energy, and so we've got Happy Medium Will to give us the perspective of a male medium. And although Valentine's Day is over, we're keeping the love vibe going with the psychic medium Sarah Jane Patton, author of From Broken to Beautiful. First, let's meet Happy Medium Will. Will, I was looking on your Facebook, and I got your little bio here. Tarot, as I do. Psychic mediumship, helping others to learn from past lives. Teacher of personal and spiritual advancement classes. I see you also do energy clearing, chakra balancing, wedding, funeral, baby blessing, and you're a hand fasting officiant. Can you? What is hand fasting?
That's another word for wedding, basically.
Okay, like just binding hands mm-hmm. together. Okay, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I officiated my first wedding in 2019 and in Indianapolis. It was really fun. Cool. But yeah, it's really meaningful when people want you to mark an event like that.
It is.
Yeah. So tell us about what you do and what it's like to be a medium, and especially from the masculine point of view. I'm very interested in that because,
really?
Yeah, I think it's a female dominated field, don't you?
Oh, definitely. One of my main teachers, Deborah, told me when I decided I was going to do this professionally, that she's much shorter than me. She's looking up at me. She said, "Now, William, almost all the people doing this are female, and the ones that are male are mostly gay. And you're a good looking guy, so mind yourself." Like, okay. So, mind your manners. So that was great advice for me getting into the field almost 20 years ago. So male perspective on being a medium and doing psychic readings, I really haven't thought about it from just a male perspective.
Well, why don't we start from the beginning? Why don't you explain what mediumship is for those who might not know or understand?
Sure.
You know, some people have a lot of baggage with mediums that it can be very scary or satanic or something.
And that's true about all the words, like, you know, psychic. Oh, you know what I'm thinking? No, that's telepathic. I'm not telepathic. Yeah, so medium to me, just like an artist uses a medium like clay or paint, mm-hmm. I am the medium. I'm the instrument through which spirit speaks. So, you know, when your dead grandma wants to come talk to you, she might talk through me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the very short version.
Okay, cool. And you give readings regularly at Mystic Valley in Maplewood, is that correct?
Yes, I'm doing readings on Tuesday afternoons at Mystic Valley in Maplewood.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so how do you know, what's the process? I'm wondering if men do it differently. You know, I notice men have a different language with their intuitive abilities. Men tend to tell me things like, "I have a gut feeling. I have a sense about that guy," versus saying they're intuiting. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I hadn't really thought of it that way, but I think you're right. The language is a little bit different. And again, I hadn't really thought about it till just now, but I'm probably more free to be direct.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's just my personality anyway.
Uh-huh.
But I many times I find myself saying, like, we need to be blunt about the situation. You know, he or she is not good for you, or is, or, you know, whatever they're asking about.
And spirit is telling you to do
this?
Oh,
yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit's telling me. And so here, how about, this is the way it comes to me usually, is a vision and a feeling is the very first thing. Like, I see a person or a scene playing out. Like, if we're doing a reading for you, I might see you, you're in the kitchen doing something, or you're in a certain situation doing something, and then I'll have a feeling about it. And then I'll get an understanding of us, like, is this literally going to happen in the future? It's almost always symbolic for me. Almost always spirit showing me something symbolic. For instance, cooking would be preparing information for digestion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, or distributing knowledge. Like if you're baking dinner rolls and handing them out, like you're distributing knowledge to people. Things like that.
Hmm. Yeah. So, when did you first know you had these gifts?
I'm laughing because it's a question I get pretty often.
Uh-huh.
And it's a question that has, in a certain way, it's kind of hard to answer because so much of it is hindsight. You know what it's like when you discover something, then you look back at your life and like, oh, all that crazy stuff makes sense now.
Right.
It was like that. It was like, you know, I remember...
I was a weird kid. I mean, if that's what you're getting at, I think it comes with the territory, right?
One of the examples that it's fun to use, and I think people relate to, is I remember going to see Star Wars when I was a kid. I was very young. But I went to see the first Star Wars, and the family's in the car coming home talking about Darth Vader and special effects and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, we did not see the same movie. That movie was about the Force and how to use it.
Oh, uh-huh.
Like, that whole
That's
movie
really
was a
interesting.
Vehicle. Like, yeah.
Yeah. That movie affected me too. Oddly enough, more so in the video game. I don't know if you remember, there was a video game you could actually sit in.
I remember the arcade game.
And
yes.
Obi-Wan would say, use the Force, Luke.
I remember that.
And those words, I took them with me, and I know exactly what you're saying. That's really interesting. Okay, so maybe that spoke to all of us weirdos setting the path. Yeah. So when you became an adult, how did you move into this as a profession? Like I met you probably what 6 years ago or something at a psychic fair.
That was a long on ramp.
Uh-huh.
Really, really gradual from being in college about 8 million years ago with the dinosaurs outside and doing readings for friends. That was a joke.
I didn't get it. Dinosaurs?
I'm 8 million years old, yeah.
Oh, okay, got it.
But, from like doing readings for friends, and I remember one in particular, a friend brought somebody to me that I had never met before, and I had my first Rider-Waite deck, like most of us start with, you know?
Which and, I still think is the best. I bring it here because, it's got the most symbolism, I think.
Oh, I think it's deep in symbolism. But anyway, in this person, and I'm just like, flip, here's what I see in this, and she's crying. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh my God. And I'm like, okay. I don't know, so that was, like 1980 something.
I'm right there with you.
I'll tell you like the big thresholds.
Mm-hmm.
One was discovering the School of Metaphysics, which is now in Maplewood, and it's SOM.org.
Yeah.
And there was a woman on the radio. Interpreting dreams. Yep. Teresa was her name. Interpreting dreams. And well, I'll tell you how long ago this was. I had a job fixing payphones.
Uh-huh.
So
okay. Right.
I called in from the payphone to the radio station. And I said, instead of a specific dream, can I just tell you about a pattern? She said, yeah. I said, I often have dreams that somebody's trying to kill me. Usually it's like a long spy versus spy, James Bond kind of chase thing going on. And then there's usually a showdown, and sometimes I kill him, sometimes I wake up first, but that usually involves a long, like him pursuing me.
Mm-hmm.
And she asks a couple questions. The man, it's always a man, he's always wearing all black, I can't see his face. And she said, well, that's an unknown part of yourself, because he's wearing black and you can't see his face. It's a part of yourself you're so distant from, you don't recognize it anymore, and you're in conflict with it all the time.
I was like,
well, you know, I was maybe like 27, 28 at the time. That made total sense.
Right.
And she was a teacher at the School of Metaphysics. I went there and took classes in meditation and concentration and stuff like that. That was a couple of years that I did that. And then a woman I met at the School of Metaphysics said, you ever been to Pathways in South County? They have a church there called Circle of Light. So I went to Circle of Light, which was the prayer and meditation group back then. We weren't a 501c3 yet. But so it was a spiritualist service. And being spiritualist means you get messages from spirit during the actual service.
Okay.
So they had several people who did this every week. And I remember one lady in particular named Sherry. I said, you know, a lot of times I'm sitting here, we're sitting here in a circle with our eyes closed, and I will see a picture in my head right before you describe your message. And she said, oh, honey, you need to be giving messages. I'm like, oh, hell no. Even if this is real, I don't want to stand up in front of people and do it.
Uh-huh.
So that was like the, like, I really resisted that.
Yeah, I think I was initially, and maybe this is true for most psychics, really afraid to be wrong and embarrass myself. And, you know, even I would read tarot cards initially just for fun. And then I remember actually doing it for money in one of my early, early jobs. And a guy sat down in front of me and my voice in my head said, he's a cop. And I put down the justice card as his core card. And I was not brave enough to say it. And so I said, I see justice being like a core issue for you. And he goes, I'm a cop. And then this kept happening. You know, I saw a woman surrounded by the page cards, which are children, of course. And I see the Hierophant, which is the social institutions, and I knew she was a teacher, mm-hmm. but I wasn't brave enough to tell her she was a teacher. And then she says, I'm a teacher. And then when I finally, after three or four times like that, I was like, all right, I'm just going to say it, and I'm going to put myself out there, and if I'm wrong, what am I really losing, right?
Well, good for you for only taking three or four times. It means like three or four years. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have a lot of ego in it.
Right. And it takes, I've been doing this almost 20 years professionally, and I still have moments when I tell myself, just give the message. Quit thinking about it. Just give the message.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give you an example?
Yeah.
I was doing a reading at, it was at a person's house. I think this was during COVID. It was just in the past few years. I was at their house. It was a mom and dad and a daughter, adult daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And, during this reading, I just said, in my head, I saw jars of pickles, just like a room full of jars of pickles.
That's an odd image.
Well, right.
Right.
And there was no action or anything. It was just jars of pickles. I'm like, I'm not going to, like, what am I supposed to? So I'm like, fine. So I said, I don't know what this is, but I see a room full of jars of pickles. And they all laughed, like heartily laughed. And so they had another daughter that had passed on, and that was one of her compulsive habits. She'd open a jar of pickles, just eat the whole jar of pickles.
Oh, wow.
I know. So wow. Just give the message.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. Wow, very cool. So am I correct that I saw you at least at some time teaching at the Center for Spiritual Living also? Is that a memory that is incorrect? Okay.
I taught classes at Pathways for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I teach them at Circle of Light.
Okay. Maybe that's what I was remembering.
Probably so.
So tell us about some of your classes. What kind of things are you teaching?
They're top secret. The basics, like meditation, mindfulness. Basically, one of my core teachings is the ability to direct your attention is the key to happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And everything pretty much to me builds on that foundation.
Yeah. Very interesting in an ADHD society.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It makes me wonder actually if people are becoming more disconnected from spirit with all these labels, you know, we live up to our labels, right? So kids are being told they're this way and they have these problems. And I always thought I would probably, if I'd been born in a later generation, been labeled that.
Oh yeah, me too.
I look at it as a creative plus. I always have a lot of things going on and I'm all over the board and I maybe don't stay on task, but you know, it's it works for me. In any case. So, Will, we got to wind it up here, but how can we reach you?
Well, you can call or text 314-403-4744. I'm on Facebook as Happy Medium Will is my business page.
I love that.
And
I saw your website is Medium Will,
medium
right?
Will.com.
Which makes me laugh because it sounds like Medium Well. So, all right. Well, still ahead, we have intuitive guide and psychic medium Sarah Jane Patton and some more tarot card readings for lucky callers right here on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
This is Mystic Fix with Julia Gordon Bramer on News Talk STL.
And Mystic Fix is back on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL with Sarah Jane Patton. She's an intuitive guide and psychic medium, author, and motivational speaker. Just after Valentine's Day, we're talking about her best-selling book, From Broken to Beautiful, 9 Secrets That Will Transform Your Marriage. The publisher is Morgan James. And one lucky visitor to our website will get a free copy of her book. Hi, Sarah Jane.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So we are in line with the High Priestess theme today. And I did notice that you have a passion for women's empowerment, which the High Priestess is the most powerful woman in the tarot deck. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I have the greatest respect for her. So tell us a little bit about what you do and how you empower. And
well, I'm an intuitive guide and a psychic medium, and I really just work one-to-one, mostly with women. Sometimes I have men that come through, really to step into their personal power, using their intuition and trusting it so that it can help guide them in the work that they're doing or perhaps just struggles they're having in their life or just day-to-day things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. So tell us what intuition is, in your opinion.
So, great question. So, by definition, intuition is considered knowing something without having conscious reasoning to back it up. So mm-hmm. basically, it's just an innate knowing. It's your innate wisdom. It's knowing it without having evidence to back it up.
Okay. And yeah, and I think we've all had that, right? I mean, when I talk to my clients and people will call me intuitive or psychic or whatever label they want to slap on. And I do like to say that I think we all have it to different degrees. And it's kind of like singing. So some people are better at it than others. Some people you're like, you could listen to all day, and other people, oh God, please stop, you know?
Right.
So let's take the same question I asked Will. Tell us about your journey a little bit and when you knew.
Well, looking back in retrospect, I definitely had it my whole life. I just wasn't really clear that that's what it was. In 2019, I've been doing personal development work on and off since 2005. Mm-hmm. And in 2019, I got very intentional with it. And so I was doing a class. It's called the first class. A man by the name of Dak Quigley, he came from a company called Psi Seminars, which actually is the teachings that all came from Jose Silva. Mm-hmm. So in that experience of that weekend seminar I took, there is a moment where you actually work with another person to do what they call caseworking. And I realized later, I was like, oh, this is actually like mediumship 101. And so I realized that we all have the ability. And for me, that was kind of like the pivotal moment of where it began to open. And I had this conscious awareness of it. So I started mm-hmm. paying attention, like, what is this? And I got curious about it.
Okay, so it was the seminar that kind of
pushed me. But as I began doing it, I was like, oh, wait, mm-hmm. I've had this my whole life.
Yeah.
So I was able to go back and see like, oh, yeah, for 8 years, I knew I was going to live in this house over here and I didn't know why. Mm-hmm. Right. So I could see where there were moments in my life where it was constantly showing up and I just didn't have the awareness that that's what it was.
Very cool. All right. And so you also believe everyone has intuition then?
I do believe that. To me, it's like a muscle. And we have to exercise it, right? We have to strengthen it if we want to use it, right? It's a tool that we are given. It's a gift, to be honest. It's your internal guidance system. It's
right.
Your own personal GPS.
Yeah.
And if you practice using it, which takes radical trust, then you can strengthen that intuition.
Yeah. So let me ask you, do you have faith behind this? I mean, is it just another sense to you, or is there like a spiritual practice or a worship of God, or, you know?
So that's a great question. For me personally, I think this is different for everyone and all intuitives. For me, it is God source energy, light source.
Me as well.
Yeah. So it is a spiritual gift that we are given. And that is how I see it in my perspective of it. But I also respect everybody's view, because we all are going to come with a different perspective depending on our experience, right? I always believe that you don't have to take a side to take a stand. So we are able to come together regardless of we believing that it is a spiritual, you know, or if it's just a thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Unity is one of my big focuses. It's my intention for this program. And, you know, there's I believe he's a Japanese poet, Basho, poet, philosopher, maybe a little bit of both. He says, if you want to know bamboo, you go to bamboo. If you want to know pine, you go to pine. And he goes on, I can't remember the whole thing by heart, but he says, you can't tell bamboo about its experience or your perception of bamboo. And you can't tell pine who you are, even. Like it has to be, there has to be a merging, there has to be an understanding. And as long as we are in this, you're Republican, I'm Democrat, you're male, I'm female, or trans, or LGBT, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
This labeling that has become so prevalent is tearing us apart and disempowering us.
I couldn't agree with you more, because even identifying as a psychic medium is putting a label on us, right?
Right.
We're identifying as that. I had a really great speaking coach. Her name's Alexandria Gresta. And I worked with her over the last couple of years. And she's the one, that is her quote, actually, on you don't have to take a side to take a stand. And I took it a step further. I was like, I want to be able to come together with people, have differences, but still be able to break bread with you.
Yes.
No matter where we stand, right?
Sure.
And to see all the different perspectives.
We could do that 10 years ago. Isn't that crazy? I mean, you could have a barbecue with the most diverse group of people, and it's like, oh, yeah, they're a communist, they're an anarchist, they're, you know, and it was like, whatever.
Yeah, because we're labeling now.
Yeah, 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 makes me crazy. So you have a workshop on mediumship that you're doing. Tell us about that.
So my workshop is called Welcome Your Woo, where I spend a couple hours once a week working with various people that come in. It is open to men and women that want to practice their mediumship. That first, I just give them the foundation, the basics of understanding what it is, right? Because some people are completely beginners. They don't know anything. So anybody could come in the class, learn all about what intuition is, understanding the different clairs. And then I take them through practicing. By the time they finish, they realize that they all have intuitive abilities, that we're all mediums, that we all have this ability if we choose to learn and tap into it.
To be open. Yeah, yeah. That's wonderful. I'd love to hear more about your book, From Broken to Beautiful.
Yeah, so...
hold it up for the camera there.
So after a failed marriage and lots of personal development work and then getting into a second marriage and I was struggling, I was like, what is it that I need to do, or how can I change? And so I've just always had this ability to share my own personal stories and been very vulnerable and completely open about my experiences as a way to help teach others. So I wrote the book sharing my experiences that I had going from, you know, just lost and not understood to really creating the life that I wanted. Anyone could actually read the book. You don't have to be married or in a relationship even, because it really comes down to loving yourself first before you can love anyone else.
And that's why I thought, you know, in the divine wisdom of the source that brought you here today, this is a Valentine's Day week program. It'll be a few days after Valentine's Day when we air. But love is, it starts here. It starts with the individual. And I don't know how many tarot clients I get. I'm thinking of one just this week who was broken down, you know, with just decimated by a broken heart. And I think oftentimes, our, at least with my clients, they would rather have a broken arm or leg than a broken heart because it hurts so bad.
I agree.
And they have put all their identity and all their happiness in the hands of this other person who doesn't care usually, or, you know, or is careless in any point, in any rate. And so love is something, you know, a teacher I like, Michael Murdad, he says, we don't need to be in love as in chasing that emotion. We need to be in love and fully emanate love and express love and know that God is love, so we are a part of that source and living from that place. So so if you don't know the love within yourself, you don't know how to share or experience it. I wrote a quote from Paulo Coelho. I think that's how you say his name. First it hurts, then it changes us.
Oh, for sure.
And I just loved that. And that feels to me like the journey of a lot of people, especially in, around love and broken hearts.
Absolutely. And I always say go inward, right? So if you want to be loved by someone else, fall in love with yourself first.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. How would you steer them toward that?
So I always say, like, fill up your own cup. If you're giving from a half full cup or half empty, depending on what perspective you see it from, then you're constantly giving to others from a cup that's not completely full. So fill your cup up, taking care of yourself, do your self-care, whatever that looks like for you. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's journaling, maybe it's meditation, maybe it's seeing your girlfriends once a month or going on a walk, whatever that looks like for you. Filling up that cup to really take care of yourself and then give from your overflow. When you are giving from that place of overflow, after you have taken care of your own needs, then you have the capacity to hold the space for others to give to them.
Okay. All right. So you said Marianne Williamson gave you a quote on that book. Is that?
Yes. Yeah, so I worked in an author mentorship with Marianne Williamson.
Wow.
Yeah. Over COVID, actually. So during the whole pandemic. And so we were supposed to be in person, and then of course, everything moved to virtual, but I have to tell you, like, what an incredible experience to work with such an incredible woman. Mm-hmm. I learned so much from her. In fact, I would say the greatest lesson I learned from Marianne about this book is I was still struggling in my relationship, so I kind of hid behind my book and I wasn't wanting to share it with the world. Uh-huh. And she said something really important to me, and I've never forgotten this. She said, Sarah Jane, we are blind to our own mess. We are not always able to see it, but it doesn't mean we're not qualified to go teach somebody else.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. So, and relationships are not always easy, right? They are a work in progress. And so she really, like, pushed me to say, hey, forget that nonsense.
Well, tell us more about your workshop. So Welcome Your Woo. I love the name.
Yeah, you know, I wanted something that was like, you know, what is woo? People talk about it being woo, and really, it's just, or someone might say, oh, that's so crazy. I'm like, but it's so credible, right? Mm-hmm. Because it is this innate wisdom that we all have and we're all carrying. And so people are curious about it, right? I don't know about you or your experience, but for me, when they find out that you have the ability to tap in or connect with someone that's passed away, they want to ask lots of questions. There's always a lot of curiosity around it. And mm-hmm. so Welcome Your Woo is an opportunity to come explore that curiosity mm-hmm. in a container where the space is held, where you feel safe, where the biggest obstacle you overcome is trusting yourself, right? And so I work with the people that come through the workshop to really trust what they are experiencing, what they're feeling, what they're seeing, what they're knowing, hearing, whatever way it's coming to them.
Wow.
So it's an interactive experiential group. Uh-huh. We have lots of fun.
How many people can do this? This is on Zoom, right?
Yeah, so we do it on Zoom. So I have never actually capped like a number because I usually get between 10 to 20 people at a time. We run for 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then I have another group where they can always come back after they've taken the course to then do practice. Once a month we have practice.
And now you're offering a discount to our listeners, correct?
I am. However, I had just, I didn't have opportunity to tell you this, but I've actually changed to just being a donation-based opportunity.
Oh, wow.
Spirit was tugging on my heartstrings. This has been going on for like 3 days.
My goodness,
I
wonderful.
I actually pulled 3 cards. Like 3 days in a row, they kept saying pause. And I was like, what am I pausing? So I had to stop for a moment and ask. And it was like, there's just such a need for it right now.
Yeah.
So I've moved all of my entire business to a donation-based structure.
These are critical times. Wow.
It's a leap of faith I took.
Wow. That's really fantastic. So how can people reach you, Sarah Jane?
Yep. They can find me on sarahjanepatton.com. They can also find me on Facebook under Sarah Jane Patton. I'm on TikTok as well, so I'm put a lot of content out there.
Okay.
But they can go to, if they just go to Sarah Jane Patton on Facebook, they can get to all my other stuff.
Okay. And also welcomeyourwoo@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
So
they can reach me at welcomeyourwoo@gmail.com.
Perfect. So coming up next, we've got a tag team of tarot and psychic readings for some Mystic Fix listeners. Keep it here on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
You're listening to Mystic Fix on News Talk STL.
And we're back. Everybody loves something free, and I get tons of requests for free readings. Well, most of the time I have to decline, but here's an opportunity to get not just one from me, but a triple reading with my two guests here today. So let's take our first caller, Rosaria. Hi, Rosaria.
Hi there. How are you, Julia?
I'm doing great. What's your question for us?
Well, I'm sort of at a crossroads in my life, having retired, which it's a silly word because I think I'm doing more now than I ever did.
Uh-huh.
But my husband and I are considering a purchase.
Okay.
And I'd like to think we're not too old to do that. But, you know, having just gotten through the COVID mess.
Mm-hmm.
We're slowly coming out of it. And I just want to know if that's a good idea for
us. Okay, so this is a major purchase, I'm imagining.
Yes.
All right. So
yeah, that's not like a bowl.
Right,
of home
right.
Goods or anything. Yeah.
Let's tune into you here. And we're all three shuffling our cards. Okay. So, interestingly, I'll start. I would say not now. I do see that you would be disillusioned if you made this purchase. It seems that there are other options. We start with the Seven of Cups in reverse, which is a card of disillusionment. We go next to the Three of Wands in reverse, which is about looking further. That you may think you know what you want now, and the cards are like, not yet. I have the World card in reverse. The World card is a card of success, completion, and self-actualization. But in reverse, it's saying not yet. There's definitely a weight showing up here. Now, I've got a Page of Swords in reverse, which just is like an irritating energy, and a King of Swords. So I do believe the King is probably your husband. Obviously, he's a co-decider in this purchase.
Yes.
But I would say wait at least a year before you do this. So let's take it over to Sarah Jane and see how Sarah Jane and our friend Will read it.
So I also got the message that it's a good idea to wait for right now. So I pulled from a Oracle deck called the Shaman's Dream, and the card that you got was Root Girl. And so what I am getting, the message is coming through, is that this is an opportunity actually for you to get really clear and grounded in what it is that you desire to have, what you want to bring forth, and where you want to be. And when you get the clarity that you are searching, then you will know when to make the move.
Okay.
Very well said.
Okay. And Will's going to jump in with his reading for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I concur. There's a change in thinking that's necessary before you have success. This is an investment, you know, that expects a return, and that treasure chest or that reward will be in the future, but it's going to require a change of thinking on your part and a transition of some kind on your part.
Okay.
Oh, and I would elucidate that with You ever heard the old saying, if you feed a man today, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for today.
Oh, sure.
You teach a man a fish, yes. You feed him for a lifetime. Quit giving away your fish.
Yeah.
Healthy boundaries are called for, and you don't have to help every sad story that comes crawling across your porch.
Okay. Okay.
Very interesting.
Thank you so much, Rosaria. We got to move to the next.
Thank you all.
All righty. Have a great day. Okay. So Steffi is on the line. Steffi, what's your question?
I just was kind of thinking about like where I'm going with my relationship that I've been in for about 14 years and what I can do to keep sustaining it. Anything I can do to just kind of keep things healthy and going in a positive direction instead of getting stale.
Yeah. Okay. Can I get a first name of your partner?
Chris.
Okay. So I'm just going to tune in here for a second. A good question. This show will air Valentine's Day week, so that's a good question. All right. And I didn't tell you, I am tag teaming with two other psychics. So you get three readings in one here.
Oh, goodness.
All right. So I am looking at the relationship in general. We start with, interestingly, the Seven of Wands in reverse, which is a feeling of overwhelm. So it may just be that you've got so much going on right now that you're not really feeding into the relationship or somebody's just under a lot of stress. But I'm not too worried about it. You got the Two of Cups next, and I actually like this card better than the Lovers card. The Lovers is the one people know about, and that's all the passion and eroticism. But the Two of Cups says, you and me, best friends for life. So really can't beat that card. I do see you're staying together. There's the next energy is the Eight of Pentacles, which is about working on the relationship. It does look like steady work, but your top card is Hierophant in reverse. So it does tell me there's something a little untraditional about this. It may be that you're not married, never going to get married. It may be that it's a different kind of marriage. You know, sometimes people do open marriages or what have you. But I am just seeing you. You're not following the rules, so to speak. It does look to me like you are planning a trip within the next 6 months together. And I think that is definitely going to help any stale feelings. It does look, honestly, you need a shakeup of some kind. I've got the Four of Swords here in reverse, which is it's a stagnation. Even depression sometimes can show up there. Understand, we were just talking earlier on our program here. You want to not look to the other person to make you happy. Your happiness comes from within. But there may be a little bit of leaning on or depending on that person to cheer you up, to entertain you, to make you feel loved. But it starts with you and your energies. Your last card is the Fool in reverse. And it just tells me that, it's a card of saying mistakes were made, and mistakes are made in every relationship. And it is the strong relationships grow and are healthy from them, healthier from the mistakes. Mistakes will weaken a relationship that just doesn't have it. But with this Two of Cups, you and Chris have it, in my opinion. So I see this continuing on many years. Let me pass this over now to Sarah Jane.
Hello. I also got that you would stay together. So what I pulled for you is the Sky Dancers card, which is surrender. This card is telling you that this is an opportunity for you to come to a place of radical acceptance, allowing yourself to just experience your experience fully. And as Julia talked about a few minutes ago, she was talking about just not depending on someone else for your happiness. So the goal is to become so whole that you depend on no one else for your own happiness, that anyone that's in your life, any type of relationship, especially with a partner, that it's there to enhance your life. So Spirit's asking you just to take a look at like kind of where you're at and come to radical acceptance of your situation or your circumstances, and then really just kind of feel it out and see where it lands. But I do see you staying together.
Yeah, he's probably more of a supportive partner than a super romantic partner. You know, so Will, what's your take on Steffi's reading?
Well, I have to say that when you said a shakeup, I had to stifle a laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got the tower card.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You know, so, yeah, a shakeup is definitely called for, a change in scenery. I mean, it looks like these two have been through challenges, especially when it comes to, like, compulsions or addictions or doing things habitually.
Oh.
But, yeah, in the future, you have the Three of Wands and the Two of Wands, great for opportunities. If you or Chris, the type of people that gets overwhelmed by making choices, I suggest you practice. Because okay. In the final card is the Emperor. And the Emperor says, take command of the situation. It's as if, like, the vision I have is like there's an empty throne waiting for you to sit in it and take command of your empire or kingdom. And that requires a certain inner authority or a command of oneself.
Yeah, you know, I think where women go wrong in relationships a lot is we don't tell our men what we want. We just assume that they should know and figure it out because we've dropped all these hints. And it doesn't really work like that.
That's really funny that you say that because there's actually a section of my book that says, ask for what you want.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right. Thank you, Steffi. We're out of time, but I hope you enjoyed this.
All right. Thanks for y'all's insight. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. And one more caller. It is Bonnie. What's your question today?
My question would be, what, I guess, is going to happen in the year 2023 with me and Gary?
You and Gary in 2023. All right. So let me tune in here. We are tag teaming with two other psychics. So you're going to get the triple reading.
Oh, boy. This should be great.
All right. So I will begin. And, or you know what? Well, why don't we reverse direction here? Will, why don't you begin? Because I'm dominating these readings, and I just want to get it from the other point of view.
Did I hear correctly? She's saying what's going to happen with Gary and me in 2023?
That's correct, yeah.
Right.
Are you not ready? Should I have Sarah Jane jump in?
Go ahead.
Okay, Sarah Jane.
Okay, so I'll go first. So I pulled a card for you called Wailing Tree, and this is all about reconciliations. So what I'm seeing is that this is an opportunity for you to explore areas of your relationship where you guys are ready to reconcile some things. Perhaps it's something that you're clearly aware of. Maybe it's some things from the past that need to be cleaned up. And I'm actually seeing you guys kind of staying together, but there are some stuff that needs to be worked through. And I'm seeing like mud, like the water is cloudy. And once you clear this up, you're going to be really clear on your decision or your choice or whatever it is that you're wanting to actually do in the relationship. But I am seeing you guys stay together.
Okay. And Will, what do you see for Bonnie?
Well, I'm going to go to the last card first, and that's
sure.
The Queen of Pentacles, which is your healer. So if I were you in this relationship, I would focus almost exclusively on what's healing for me. I know sometimes that, well, you might say, well, that's selfish, but I mean, who are you living this life for? It's your life. And that's like the main focus. That last one, the Queen of Pentacles, the star says your higher self is right there working with you and Gary. There's a little bit here of a decision to be made in the very near future. It may even be like right here in front. Well, yeah, you had Justice and the Six of Swords. To me, that's a decision to be made. And it's a conscious decision to be in a happier place. And lastly, I want to hit on the Empress in the conscious mind, which spirit is saying, you know, not only is the relationship about love, but remember, you are a vehicle of love. You're the embodiment of love. So be that.
So I'm going to conclude this now and say that I don't think you and Gary are going to work out in the long run. And I know that's not what you want to hear, but I'm seeing insecurity from the beginning with the Four of Pentacles in reverse. I'm seeing the dark side with the Moon in reverse and some depression, occasionally some lies too. Sometimes that can be a card of lies. So I do worry about the honesty of this relationship. It looks like very soon, within the next few months, if it hasn't already happened, there seems to be some sort of confusion from somebody coming in from your past. Your top card for 2023 is the Chariot in reverse, which is saying, this is like running into the ground, feeling a little bit out of control, not in the driver's seat of the relationship. It's not a successful card when it's in reverse. And so I am concerned about that. So within the next 6 months, you do seem to be looking at other opportunities, Bonnie. So I don't see you crying alone at night by the phone. This is Gary, to me, does not look like a soulmate. He may be someone to pass the time with. Now, that said, through 2023, he's not gone, but you're showing as Queen of Wands in reverse. So you are in a place of confusion around this relationship. And by the end of the year, we have the Seven of Swords in reverse, which is a card of feeling taken advantage of. So I would tell you, watch your boundaries. Don't get in deeper than, you have to be okay with what you're giving and however that looks, whether that's your body, whether that's money, whether that's time and attention. I don't want you, this hasn't happened yet, but it does look like you could feel taken advantage of. So I am maybe not quite as optimistic as my pals here. Nobody was totally optimistic, I will say, but I'm giving it to you real. So I hope this was helpful, and we got
absolutely. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great day. Before we go, I wanted to tell you about my sponsor's Comma Flight Retreat, February 23rd through 26th this year at the Chozen Retreat Center in Sebastian, Florida. That's C-H-O-Z-E-N. You're invited to apply for a full sponsorship for Comma Flight training at Chozen. You will only need to book your flight. No experience in Comma Flight necessary, only curiosity, an open heart, and willingness to learn. Movement enthusiasts and somatic healers are welcome. Visit at Comma Flight on Instagram for videos, links, and more information. And if you'd like to meet me in person and get a private reading in my tarot tent, then come to the Mardi Gras Masquerade Ball of the Two Well-Known Gentlemen. This is Saturday, February 25th at the Old Bush Brewery in Washington, Missouri. $20 gets you in with a free drink, a piece of king cake, music, and fun. To schedule a personal tarot card reading or event with me, to put your name in the hat for book giveaways, or to get a reading on the show, visit mysticfix.com. Well, in these cold, often dark days, literally and figuratively, I hope that Mystic Fix has helped to brighten yours a bit. I'm Julia Gordon-Bramer, and we'll see you next time right here on News Talk STL 101.9 and 94.1. Have a great week.